This is Twit.
First, Valerie, why don't you go, like, check your antenna, do something, because you don't want to watch this, because I'm going to get really slammed after she sees this. But I want everybody to realize this is what we had to do in the 1950s and 60s, separate transmitter, receiver, and all this good stuff. So here we go. This is my beloved 20A working a little DX on the contest. Let her roll, Brian.
Let's go through the Central Electronics 20A a little bit, see what's happening. First of all, you have to realize this is a transmitter only. You put it on the band, the band switch with the coils, of course, for each band. You will tune that up. You select whether you want CW, FM, AM, or upper lower sideband, and your speech level, microphone level. This is a carrier null, so we can monitor to reduce the carrier. So let's fire it up here. It's not going out over the air. It's just going into the input of the amplifier. And you'll notice we tune it with the little, what they call electric eye. Those were quite prevalent in the 50s and 60s. And replaced to a meter. Now, that's full carrier. That really, when we put this in AM, that's AM. But we don't want to do that. We have to select one of the sidebands and get rid of the carrier. And we do that simply by rotating the carrier control down to zero. Set the speech level, and we're ready to go. Hit the foot switch. I have it hooked up to a foot switch. And we're ready to go. One other thing we have to do is set the VFO. VFO for this was originally a transmitter built for World War II. It was used in airplanes and jeeps for communications, BC-458. But Wes Shum built this really nice box that you could put it into that matched the 20A. And it's band switching. All the coils and stuff are in that VFO kit. We're going to go on the 80-20 meter band that uses the same. And we simply adjust the frequency that we want, and away we go. But, of course, how do you know where you are? You have to monitor it on the receiver, and you'll hear all this when we get started. One other deal is this puts out about 8 watts. So we need some power. Amplifiers of today, it's tough to find anything that will use anything less than about 50 watts. So Wes Shum built a matching amplifier, the 600L. Let's go look at the 600L.
The 600L is one of my prized possessions. It was built in 1956. It uses 1/8/13, will do about a half a kilowatt with 5 to 8 watts driving it. And all you have to do is turn on the high voltage and select the band. Just the band switch is all we have to select here. We're going to go down here and put it on 20 meters. That's it. The other switch is a meter switch. We can look at reflected power. Because in these days, we didn't have SWR meters. This was quite a revolution that we could look at our reflected power on a meter. And then we had RF amps and, of course, grid drive and watts input. So I usually use it on the output, so I looked at the output. And we're ready to go. We're going to put about 8 watts into this thing. We'll have about a half kilowatt on the antenna. Central Electronics 600L tied to a Central Electronics 20A exciter. Let's go work some DX.
Okay. Now I have to set the VFO. We didn't calibrate.
Okay. I'm ready.
K9
Echo Italy Delta.
Delta 5914.
Yeah, thank you. 5904. That's how it's done with a 1958 Central Electronics, a Jeep VFO. Yes, it was a VFO made for the back of Jeep and airplanes in 1940s, and a good old 1959 Collins 75A4. I do have a modern day Force 12 antenna out there, but isn't that fun? No, it's not transceive, and you got to go through a lot of work, but no, it is fun. Sorry, I love all this old stuff. You got to do it the hard way, but you know what? Sometimes it's the best way, especially us for us old dude. I thought you'd enjoy seeing how we have to work DX with vintage equipment. Maybe we'll go do another one. Let's see what happens.
Hey, you're on this 9 America 5 Kilo, 9 America 5 Kilo 1.
Okay. Put it in the manual mode with the foot switch. Yes, Echo Italy Delta.
Echo Italy Delta 5915,
don't you? Yeah, 5904. Thank you.
Wow. That's great, Bob.
I'm sorry. I just love that stuff. Oh, somebody in the chat room. Yes, there's five coax relays because each one of these transmitters have to have its own coaxial relay. And I have an amplifier after each one of them, so I don't have to switch all of that. And all I have to do is switch microphone panel and I'm ready to go. But, oh, it was fun. But think about that. Working a contest, you have to spot each station you hear, and after you get on frequency, then you can work them, and then you go find somebody else, and none of this transceive stuff. I'm gonna get ripped. I know when Valerie comes on here, but I had a lot of fun working the guys. I wasn't on very long, but I did have fun. So, what can I say?